separated. The sages of the Milesian school in Ionia were not concerned with such distinctions. Their aim was to discover the essential nature or real constitution of things which they called physis. The term physics is derived from this Greek word and therefore originally meant the endeavor of seeing the essential nature of all things. The view of the Milesians was very close to that of ancient Indian and Chinese philosophy, and the parallels to Eastern thought are even stronger in the philosophy of Heraclitus of Ephesus. Heraclitus believed in a world of perpetual change, of eternal becoming. For him, all static being was based on deception. His universal principle was fire, a symbol for the continuous flow and change of all things. Heraclitus taught that all changes in the world arise from the dynamic and cyclic interplay of opposites, and he saw any pair of opposites as a unity. This unity, which contains and transcends all opposing forces, he called the Logos. The split of this unity began with the Eleatic school, which assumed a divine principle standing above all gods and men. This principle was first identified with the unity of the universe, but was later seen as an